As part of efforts to increase public confidence in the electoral system, the Electoral Commission has launched an SMS platform for checking registration details. This means eligible voters can text their voter ID to 1413 to verify their registration details without necessarily going to the exhibition centers to verify their ballot data information in the provisional voters' biometric register currently on exhibition. Our correspondent Rebecca Ekpe was at the offices of the EC where the SMS platform was launched and has joined us in the studio. Rebecca, how does it work?
Yes, Sally, basically, as you said, the Electoral Commission is exhibiting the biometric voters register, which of course is a legal requirement to ensure that the Electoral Commission comes out with a credible register, don't have to go through the exhibition, and of course the magistrate will certify that after, and then the register will be valid for voting come December 7th. Now, how it works, the platform basically uses a GMS technology to provide a link between the provisional voters register and mobile handsets regardless of the location in the country. Basically, every mobile subscriber will be able to use this platform by sending an SMS message using of his or her voter ID number to the mobile short code number 1413 on all networks and receive the detailed information of the following information on his or her handset, which is you would get information back, your voter ID number, your name, your age, your sex, your exact polling station where you will be able to vote come election day, constituency, district, or region. And, this information is received in real time.
Any benefits?
Benefits. The benefits basically is that from the comfort of your home or anywhere in this where you are, you will be able to use your mobile phone and text 1413 and you can receive information back that will tell you exactly where you will be able to vote on Elections Day. So you do not need to necessarily go to the polling station to facilitate that. And this, interestingly, it's across all networks. All networks simply means, may not want to mention the name, but Vodafone, Tingo, whatever, any of the networks that we have, you'll be able to use that to send that text message. And basically, you need to get a functional handset to make sure that your phone actually works and you do have credit to be able to facilitate that. And also, let me mention here that the Electoral Commission is stating that voters will have to pay 30 pesos to facilitate that. So that's a little bit of cost to the voter.
Family. But Becky, don't you foresee any disadvantage in this?
Sally, this is a question for the Electoral Commissioner, Dr. Faraja, but I will attempt to provide the little information that I got at the launch of the ceremony. Disadvantages, Sally, basically, with this technology, one will not be able to verify his or her image, which means that the mobile facility, your handset, your mobile phone, you will not be able to tell whether your image is the one that will be the one that you would use. But because not all the mobile handsets or all the carriers have that technology, which is why the Electoral Commission was not able to facilitate that. But you will be able to go to the polling center to verify the information. Also to point out, this actually works because I did send a text to 1413 and I did get my information back. It tells me my voter ID, my name, my age, my sex, my polling station, constituency and all that. So it does work.
Thank you very much. That was correspondent Rebecca Ekpe, who was at the offices of the EC where the SMS platform was launched.